My name is Jessica.
And my name is Rachel.
And you're listening to the Slayer Sisters.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I have... I feel like I had something stuck in my throat when I said that.
All good.
Yeah. Well, we both sound so tired.
I know. I'm like, this is going to be it. Considering, like, how the book is and how tired we are, I feel like this is the most entertaining.
Sorry, guys.
But it'll be fine.
You know what? It'll be fine. People are tired, you know?
Exactly.
We lived through a pandemic that still isn't fully over. Rachel's 9 months.
I'm not quite 9 months.
I'm 8 months. Oh. Wait. Aren't you more than 8 months?
No, I'm 8 months.
Oh, what's the 9 month mark?
I don't know, but I'm not there.
Oh, okay, never mind. I definitely been telling everyone you're 9 months pregnant.
No.
I'll be 33 weeks on Friday.
Oh, okay. So is it 36 weeks is or 38 weeks is nine?
No, I think 36 weeks is when you're in your ninth month.
Okay, cool. Great. You know what? It's, you know, this all goes with the theme.
Because I know. 40 weeks kind of is not. 40 weeks is full term. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Great. Well, if anyone was wondering who's listening to this very thrilling episode of Slayer Sisters, 40 weeks is 9 months. Anyways. Well, welcome back, everyone. And happy last day of Women's History Month. And I think, like, this book was actually a really great book to pick for Women's History Month, but I didn't know that going into it.
Agreed.
Which was cool. It was, like, a nice... I was like, oh, this is actually a perfect pick for this month.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so let's talk about Outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel, do I see your synopsis?
Of the book?
Okay, great.
I've done, like, no preparation for any of
that. I know. So I haven't... I barely have either. It's gonna be very interesting, so keep going.
But I did read the book, so you know.
Exactly.
So it's about this girl who lives in, like, middle of nowhere America, and it's definitely like alternative historical fiction. Like, this stuff didn't actually happen, but it's like a could have happened kind of world.
Yeah.
But she is barren, and in this society, like, women who can't have kids are basically considered witches and, like, get killed for not being able to have kids. So she runs away and ends up joining this, like, group of women outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just kind of like her adventures from there.
Yeah great. Love that. Yeah, so it was,
I can't think of her name. Like,
Ada.
I, like, keep thinking of her as Doc because she, like, becomes the doctor.
Right, because they call her Doc a lot.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what is her actual name?
I mean,
name?
I feel like she's referred to as Doc in more of the book than she is referred to as Ada.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But I was going to drive me crazy. I was like, her name is not Doc. What's her name?
Anyways, Ada.
Yeah.
I actually liked her a lot.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for her for the first few chapters. Awful. Yeah. I mean, I felt bad for pretty much every woman in this book at some point in time.
I felt bad for everyone.
I mostly just felt really grateful that I wasn't alive in the 1800s as a woman.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wow. I mean, it's also just really what I didn't really... I mean, I know that, like, women, there was a period of time where women were considered witches for, like, all different kinds of reasons.
Right.
But I don't think I realized until reading this book how big of a deal it was to not be fertile.
Right.
Like, to be barren, not have kids. And how, like, that was such a big deal and part of society.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was definitely in this book, like,
Yeah, I mean,
exaggerated, you know,
right? Yes,
But for sure, a woman's worth. It was all, you know, the whole point is how women, how their worth is, can be completely tied to being able to have kids.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. And of course, yeah, it was, you know, dramatized from the book. But it still was just like, I don't think it had ever really hit me until reading it, how big of a deal it was back then versus, I mean, it is, and even now it can still be in weird ways, but at least women don't die for it anymore. Right. Or they're not considered witches and then hung.
Right.
But yeah, it was definitely, but I really liked Ada. I thought she was a super strong character.
Yeah.
She was so smart and resourceful. And I it was weird because at times I like was really into the book and then other times I was like, this is kind of slow.
Yeah.
But all in all, like when she got to the hole in the wall, to the gang, I just was like, I guess I spent a lot of this book feeling pretty sad.
Yeah.
Just for everybody.
Yeah.
And, how hard it must be. But I did think all of the hear News's background story and then getting like, and then text, like getting to like all these women and how they would get there and what brought them there.
Yeah.
Which of course, you know, the main factor that brought them there was that they were all barren.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it was still, I liked that they brought in, like, that they talked about race with News.
Right.
And that with Lark, there was, like, the the gay man's, and even, like, how he was running, even, like, he had to run from stuff as well.
Right.
Because he was gay. It was just, like, such a fast, I feel like I was very fascinated the whole time with just, like, how different life is now.
Yeah.
But also not.
Yeah.
At the same time. Like, I was like, I feel like we've come so far, and we have, but also, like, we still have so much work to do as, like, a society. But it was definitely, it definitely had its exciting moments. I really liked the chapter where she, like, finally tells Lark everything, and then they, like, get married in the jailhouse, and then escape the jailhouse, and then get rescued, and then all of that. Like, that whole part, I really liked a lot.
Yeah.
And I also was like, there was one part that made me laugh though, because Ada starts thinking about how nice it would be if she could just marry herself.
Right.
And that part made me laugh so hard because I was like, oh, I would totally, I think about that all the time.
Right.
That I wish I could totally marry myself. It was like this funny moment where I was just like, oh my God. It was like, in a book that is not very funny, that part definitely was funny and made me laugh and felt extremely relatable. And then when I really liked Lark a lot as well and was pretty heartbroken when he died.
I was very sad when he died.
I was very sad. I really wanted him to make it.
Yeah.
And I wanted them to have that life where
I know
they would get to travel and he could be a vet.
I did too.
Oh my God. Also, when he was talking about the vet that he learned from.
Oh, I know. I love that part.
That, like, that's all, like, in the same chapter as her learning about, as them ending up in jail.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a very, like, very good chapter. I was very invested in that one. Mm-hmm. But when he's talking to the vet and he's like, or the, he's asked the vet, why wouldn't you put the horse down?
Yeah.
And the vet said, because she's a living thing.
Yeah.
And how he was like, he realized in that moment that if he had committed, like, even though he didn't get along with this vet, that, like, if he had committed or tried to commit suicide around him, he would have saved his life and, like, taken care of him and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like, this part, it was just really, that was like a very powerful moment, I think. And also, at the end, when all the sheriffs show up and they're like, you know, and Ada has to shoot that one horse, And I was like, man, all these horses are getting shot and they're all dying. And I'm so sad about all these horses.
I know. I was too. I had very similar reactions.
I was like, oh my God, what's happening to all the animals? I hate this. Because it's just, it's one thing for like humans to shoot other humans. But it's like when you have to involve other creatures in there as well.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, come on. And horses are so smart and so amazing. And I was just like, but then I for sure thought Amity had died and was so happy when she came back.
Me too.
I was like, oh my God, thank God. I also for sure thought, because the book was so sad, I didn't think it was going to have as nice of an ending as it did. I was like, oh, okay. I really thought Ada was good when Sheriff Branch was like.
I thought they all were going to die.
I did too.
I felt like everyone was going to die.
Also, like, I was so disgusted with him because he's like, you know, just come back and live the rest of your life in jail. Like, it's fine. And he's like crying and he feels so bad. And I'm like, oh my God, like, you totally have the power to like let her come home and be with her family again and tell everyone to fuck off essentially. And no, you're not going to do that.
Right.
Like, I was like, oh my God, it's so, and it's so annoying because he, like, you know, he's all heartbroken and he, like, feels like he's doing the right thing. And it's like, but you're not even remotely doing the right thing.
Right.
Ugh, it made me so, so mad. I also was just, like, laughing at the idea of, like, three or four different sheriffs just, like, there from, like, different towns.
Right.
Like, I was like, oh my God, these, it's so ridiculous.
Like, they have nothing else better to do.
Nothing else better to do. Like, I was like, are you kidding me? Ugh. And then also, but yeah, I definitely thought they were all gonna die then. So I was very happy when I was also wondering where the kid was that whole time.
Right.
I was like, where's the kid right now? I know that she's been like having some mental health problems and is like trying to sleep it off.
Yeah.
Totally relatable. And then I was like, but where is she? So I was very happy when she showed back up. I also wasn't really sure as to exactly what was wrong with her, but I guess we're not really supposed to know. It's supposed to be kind of unclear.
It seems like a very severe like bipolar disorder.
That's kind of what I thought. It was like almost manic,
because
it was like, yeah, like that is kind of what it felt like to me, was that it was just like super manic energy.
Homeland.
What?
Have you seen Homeland, the TV show?
No, I haven't.
So the main character has, like, bipolar disorder.
Okay.
She sometimes goes off her meds for, like, whatever reason.
Yeah.
What it reminds me of, because hers is, like, very severe.
Okay.
She's not on her medication, and that's, like, the vibe I was getting, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I also, at one point, thought that. I was like, I think she just might be, like, severely bipolar. Where she has manic episodes. So, okay, great. We've diagnosed her with our...
Also, the cat is a they.
What?
I think the kid is a they.
Oh, it is? Sorry.
I think so.
Oh, okay, cool. Great.
They are... Was the vibe I was getting from the book. I don't know if that's wrong or right, but...
I kind of just assumed they were all women because they...
Right.
Well, right, right, right. I know, I understand what you're saying. And I think, but I'm saying, I think because I assumed that, I just didn't really think far past
right,
it.
Right, no, for sure.
But I could definitely see the kid being a day, for sure, now that you say that. So, cool, great. Yeah. Thank you for that. yeah, cool. Anyways, but I did like that. I think I just liked also that this book touched on like everything, like on mental health and on racism and on sexism and on everything, when it's like that stuff wasn't necessarily, I'm sure it wasn't super talked about in the 1800s. So, but it was nice to see how it's like always been there and how it's always been affecting society. And I thought that was really like, this book definitely made me, it was very sad and it made me, but it made me think a lot. And it was like, it was easy to read. Like, it wasn't like it was like hard to digest or anything. The writing was really good. It was just like, you know, you're definitely going to feel emotional the whole time. I also really liked that Agnes Rose at the end was like, I feel bad that we people and that they're not going to get it because of all of this. Because I was thinking that too, that I was like, man, like that. That really sucks.
Yeah.
Because they did take a ton of people's savings.
Right.
And I it was just because I thought they were just gonna like gloss over it
right
for a minute, but I was glad that they didn't do that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how Ada's going to. I'm glad that she went and is like, you know, basically started her own practice, which
I know,
is cool.
But honestly, I was kind of annoyed with the ending.
I know, I kind of was too. Like, I thought it was cool, but I also was like, I also kind of wish she had just taken all of the stuff that was there back to Hole in the Wall.
I was like, why? Okay, I still don't understand why she wouldn't have done that when, like, so, okay, you want to study barren women? Oh, let me leave a huge society of barren women and who are just getting more people by the day and
right.
stay here instead. Like, I'm sorry, where is the logic in that? I thought that was yeah. so stupid.
Yeah, no, I definitely was a little, yeah, same. I was like, this is, I'm I was like
you
confused.
Got two people with you. Grab all the stuff and go back.
Yeah, like, I understood her wanting to go and maybe learn from this woman.
An apprentice, for sure.
And be, like, an apprentice and then take it back to Hole in the Wall. But the fact that she was like, yeah, I'm just going to set up shop here.
I was like, what?
No, I also thought that was a little strange. That was, like...
So, that was, like, honestly, like, the only... That's, like, it made it lose a star for me, because I was
me
like...
Me too! No, I know. I actually, as well. I was yeah. like, this...
I just didn't get it.
I didn't get it either.
Yeah.
It really was. Yeah. I don't know. I just didn't understand why she. Yeah. No, I didn't get it. And, you know, like, right then, like, literally pages before
yeah.
that, she's talking about how she's like, the Hole in the Wall is my home now. And I don't know if I really want to leave.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'm so confused.
I know. And I'm like, so that would, I feel like any other person would have been like, this is a sign that I'm meant yeah. to take the stuff and go back to Hole in the Wall.
Yeah, for sure. Oh man. Anyways. Well, yeah, but I all in all, I guess I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
Definitely made, and it was an easy read for sure.
Yeah.
Easy as in like it wasn't oversaturated. Yeah. I too like to oversaturate anything. But yeah, no, that ending was definitely It was a little bit of a bummer
yeah.
for me. So I would probably give, what are you going to, no, I want to hear your stars first.
Okay. I'd probably do somewhere between 3 and 3.5.
Okay. I was going to say 3.5. So I'm trying to be more critical. So.
And not just do 5 stars every time.
I definitely wasn't going to give it 5 stars, but. I feel like I either give it 5 or I'm like, I guess I'll give it a 4.
Right.
When it's like, I definitely want to give it less than that, but then I feel bad.
Right.
Which is like dumb. So, yeah, no. This definitely is going to get 3.5.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll and, give it then. 3.5 it is.
Okay, great. 3.5 for Outlawed by Anna North. Becky.
I know. He's gotten like closer and closer to me the entire time that we've been recording, and now he's like literally like laying on me.
LOL. Oh, I love that. That's actually really sweet. I got Cordelia a new mouse toy that squeaks
uh-huh.
for her birthday, and I fully regret it because it's so loud and so annoying, and sometimes she likes to play with it at 3 a.m. And I was super nervous she was going to play with it while we were doing this the whole time. Right. And it was so loud.
Yeah.
Literally last night, I grabbed it and slept and put it under my pillow. She looked for it for like 10 minutes. Yeah. And I felt kind of bad because she's so obsessed with it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but I'm not going to sleep if this thing isn't. And if I tried putting it in her toy box, but she just took it back out.
Yeah.
So it's like, I have to literally hide it from her at night now.
Yeah, because... you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, she can't play with it at night.
Yeah.
So funny. But anyways, okay, so...
And though
do you have it
first
what?
Suggestion, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Reading.
Yeah.
So this book is a lot like The Handmaid's Tale. In,
oh, okay.
Like, theme.
Okay.
And so that would be, I feel like, if you are interested... And probably
any book by Margaret Atwood. So I've read
okay.
The Handmaid's Tale. I've read Alias Grace, and I've read The Testaments, which is the sequel to The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
And all three of those. I'm probably all of her books, but I can't recommend any of the other ones because I haven't read them.
Right.
But I feel like this is very much in that vein if you are, like, interested in women's issues and all of that kind of stuff. Like, that would be your further reading to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. And then
you say that after every single time I do the book suggestions, you go, love that.
I know. I also do it after your
synopsis.
I know. Look, we're creatures of habit and I do love it. And so I will continue to love it till my dying breath.
If you notice that you did that.
I did, and I hate it. And I always tell myself to say something else, and then I don't. So that's fine.
That I called whatever. You out.
What?
Sorry that I called you out.
No. It's fine. I'm not upset. I'm just
accepting
I just hate
it.
Myself. Yes, it's fine.
It's fine.
No, I am pretty much. I've just accepted it. It's fine.
Love that.
Love that for me. Love that. Ew. Okay, so our next book is Dune.
Yeah.
I don't remember the author's name of Dune, and I know it's so famous, but...
Frank Herbert.
Thank you. Okay. You couldn't remember the main character's name of this book. I couldn't remember an extremely famous author's name.
I feel like he's not, like, extremely famous. Like,
I guess so.
His book maybe is right. Extremely famous.
Right.
I wouldn't say that his name is, so I wouldn't You're feel right. that bad about it.
Okay, great. I won't. I love it. Love it. okay. Yeah, so we're going to do part of which obviously, you know, this book has been out for a very long time, yeah. And most books we've done have been, like, pretty new. Yeah. But there's a movie coming out at the end of the year.
I know. I'm so excited.
That looks really good.
Yeah.
And I never saw the old one, but I heard it was horrible. did you ever see the old movie?
I mean, no, I haven't. We own it because it's one of Matt's, like, favorite directors who directed it. But the director, like, disowned it because I guess, like,
it did so bad.
Well, I guess what he wanted to do, like, the studio, like, there was a lot of, like, drama. So it's, like, kind of, like, think Zack Snyder's Justice League, but, like, back in the 80s.
Right. Okay.
And so, apparently, like, the actual movie isn't, like, how the director wanted it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, but once I finish reading it, I'm sure Matt and I are going to watch it. Maybe we can watch it when you come.
Yeah! Wait. But it'll be after the... So you're going to wait until...
No, I'm talking about the old movie.
Right. I know, but I'm saying that by the time I come to visit...
Oh, no. Sorry.
No, it's like,
yeah,
it's fine.
I mean, we don't have to watch it right away. We can wait.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. We can wait. We can do that then.
Yeah.
I'm very excited, actually, to read this. I've wanted to read it for years.
Me too. So. And I'm excited to read a non-parenting book.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
I'm just excited. I haven't read, like, a sci-fi fantasy, I feel like, in a minute.
Yeah. I know, same.
Have we even done one for the podcast?
A fantasy book?
We haven't, right?
Yeah, I mean,
we don't.
I feel like.
Well, we did. I know we did a sci-fi book.
Addie LaRue was, like, kind of.
Yeah, it's true. But it's not the same. It's not set in a different world, really. Right. Yeah. Okay, anyways.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, we gotta go. I was breaking.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening. Hope we didn't put you all to sleep with this episode.
Or maybe you are trying to fall asleep and this was helpful. So.
Oh my gosh, totally.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we'll suggest people to listen to this one while they go to sleep.
Yes.
Actually. Okay, well, love you, Rach.
Love you too.
Love the fans and the friends and the fams. And we'll, okay. Bye.